Hello, Dakota Territory. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to the journey we call Dakota Trails and Tales. Jump on in the Luce Tales Foodlink Chuck Wagon. Then and only then, we will tool the region, the country, the globe. We will look at the news stories of the day, but at the end of the journey, it is going to be up to you by yourself to determine how and if this information might actually affect us living in a little piece of heaven. Going to start off this particular broadcast with a tremendous news. It's troubling, tremendous news. It's troubling in that there's been a tremendous amount of undue stress since June 24th, 2024, when Special Agent for the United States Forest Service, Travis Lunders, arrived at Charles and Heather Maud's home in tactical gear, armed like he was going to battle in Iraq, and served an indictment. June 24th, living hell began for this family. Today was originally scheduled to be the first actual trial day, today, April 29th. And instead of a trial, which was actually delayed a couple of weeks ago when a group of South Dakota state legislators between Senate and House members, 17, were present. I know 17 because I counted them. And the charges were officially dismissed, and all previous restraints upon the Mods are now just, forget this ever happened. Sorry, go back to ranching. Do what you do. I'm not going to forget this ever happened. Because there's a guy named Travis Lunders who's been a decorated special agent. 2014, he was recognized as the outstanding special agent of the entire Forest Service. Now, to bring it up to what's happening tomorrow, I'm told that there is the Mods are flying to D.C. to be poster children for the Trump campaign. It's still a campaign. And how they are going to show these faces as evidence to all of the wrongs that Biden did. Biden did so many things wrong, and we're here to fix it. And Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture for the USDA, is trying to take credit for this particular situation. For those that may not know, the U.S. Forest Service is under the USDA. So this rogue employee of the Forest Service, which in all fairness, she did not become the head of the USDA until post January 21st. So this happened before her watch. But this is one guy, me, that is going to maintain a communication with Brooke Rollins, because she's taking credit along with Pam Bondi, Attorney General, and the entire Trump campaign. They're taking credit for fixing this Biden wrong. Nobody's going to give the Mods back every day of the stress of their life. Nobody's going to give their two children the comfort that mom and dad are okay for that period of time. The kids will be all right. They'll figure it out. Time will go on. But their life has been disrupted since June 24th. Nobody's going to fix that. Putting them on television in a press conference and blaming Biden isn't going to fix that. Going to Travis Lunders and firing him, that's a good start at fixing that. But typically what will happen is he'll be moved to some other division, so he's out of the limelight. It is worth noting, that the director of the Homeland Security at some point in time is going to get involved in this situation. I'm willing to bet that she shows her face in this press conference at the White House on April 30th. You want to bet me? Now, why is that relevant? Who was the governor of South Dakota on June 24th, 2024? Who, as governor, didn't do a darn thing until February? Well, she probably still didn't do something. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She probably did something. aside from all of that, anybody that tries to take credit for fixing a wrong other than the 17 South Dakota state representatives and senators led by the fearless Representative Liz May, anybody who tries to take credit for fixing this other than those individuals collectively is flat lying to you. I've been in a front row seat on this situation. I became aware of it not until August. I wanted to go sit down with mods. I wanted to walk through some strategy. They did not want to be a part of that. I respected that. They wanted to do it their way. That's their choice. I respect that. But when it came to a head and the families, just to be clear, Charles and Heather Mott were not at the fire hall the day that we were all there, we being the 100 people who gathered, including these 17 state legislators. The family members were there. Charles' parents were there. Heather's parents were there. Charles and Heather's kids were there. And people were like, we can't stand by and let this happen. This is where it took place at Scenic South Dakota, is where the solution came about. And so whatever's going to happen tomorrow is just a dog and pony show. Ironically, you tell me how this happened. But on the same very day, the White House issues yet another unconstitutional executive order. Now, I've had this discussion with people who are true patriots. And, you know, they tell me that, well, no, executive orders are not constitutional, but we have to continue to put executive orders in place to fix the unconstitutionalness of the previous administration. This is easy to fix. I said it from day one. If Donald Trump is inaugurated and goes into office, he should write one executive order. One executive order that says all previous executive orders are unconstitutional. There will be no more of them. Boom. Nope. That isn't what happened. Instead, and thank you, Ben Rand, for bringing this to my attention, because I would have missed this one. This is Ben Rand, a home agency. A simple little tweet said, what's up with this? It doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. And the executive order is titled, dated April 28th, 2025, yesterday. It's titled, Strengthening and Unleashing America's Law Enforcement to Pursue Criminals and Protect Innocent Citizens. Sounds perfect, right? Why do we need an executive order to do that? We already have in place a constitution and, more importantly, state wherewithal to protect ourselves. If you read this executive order, you know the first thing that came in my mind, because I read every word of it. I read Section 1, Section 2, Section 3, Section 4, Section 5, all the way through Section 7. Section 4 is, as Ben indicated, one that should concern everyone, because it says within 90 days of the date of this order, the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense, in consultation with the Secretary of Homeland Security and the heads of the agencies as appropriate, shall increase the provisions of excess military and national security assets, national security assets, in the local jurisdictions to the state and local law enforcement. Within 90 days of the date of this order, the Secretary of Defense, in coordination with the Attorney General, shall determine how military and national security assets, training and non-lethal capabilities and personnel can most effectively be utilized to prevent crime. 3 weeks ago, there was government entity that considered Charles and Heather Mott potential criminals. Now, we got that fixed. But if you read through this, you know what first thing that comes to my mind if you read through this executive order from the White House yesterday? The Patriot Act. The Patriot Act comes into play and eliminates so many of your and my freedoms, particularly the right to privacy. The freedom from government knowing every single thing we do in the name of protecting ourselves against terrorism. And the same thing has just happened here. The reason that Joe Biden was accelerating the number of illegals that we saw on television. Do you ever think about this? Why was this happening in front of us? Why were they telling us every day We have millions of illegals coming across this border illegally. They emptied their jails in Venezuela so that they could come across the border. Why were they telling us this every day? So that we know? Or so that we would be complacent when Donald Trump comes in to fix everything that Biden did wrong and puts in place a national order really minimizing local law enforcement? And we think it's okay. Because why? Because we want to get rid of these gang members from the United States. I also find it ironic that just 3 days ago in Colorado, you have 100 illegals found in an underground nightclub. I mean, ramping up all of this so that all we really care about is please get those illegal gang members out of this country. I'll sacrifice whatever freedoms I might have had if you'll just get those gang members out of this country. I clearly see how everything I just walked through is tied together. I clearly see how Trump came in for 4 years, did his deal, you know, created a bigger government than anybody wants to recognize, bigger government than any president had ever created, enacted many restrictions of our liberty and freedom by shutting down this country. Kristi Noem, by the way, as governor of South Dakota, wanted to follow his lead and shut down the state of South Dakota. She sponsored Senate Bill 1, January 2021, but the South Dakota legislators said, no, you're not doing that in South Dakota. We're going to keep the state of South Dakota open. And what did Kristi Noem do? The next day, she goes to Fox News to brag about being the governor that's going to keep the state of South Dakota open when 24 hours earlier, she wanted to shut it. These are the kind of manipulative people who try to make you believe what they want you to believe while our freedoms and liberties are being robbed. Charles and Heather Maude, congratulations. Wonderful for the endurance and resilience that you have had as a family. You had all your family and community come to your effort. That's a testament to the great Americans that you are. Now, I'm going to try to do my part and remind people that this guy, Travis Lunders, is directly responsible for this pain, suffering, and stress. And until somebody unemploys him, there is no true solution from the White House. Dakota Trails and Tales, we'll be back with more after this.